Here's what's making headlines today. Wednesday, May 6, 2026. Iran in the Strait of Hormuz. Trump announced a pause of the Project Freedom operation in the Strait of Hormuz, citing progress toward a final agreement with Iran's Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Said the offensive stage of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran is over. Though Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian called U.S. demands impossible. Oil prices dropped oil. Oil prices dropped on the news. Primaries. Trump-backed challengers unseated five Republican Indiana state senators who had voted against his redistricting plan, with incumbents losing by double digits. Ohio also held closely watched state primaries Tuesday night. So you better save your dinner dates for Wednesday. Senate spending fight. Senate Republicans unveiled a $70 billion freaking immigration enforcement package that includes $1 billion for the Secret Service, tied to Trump's White House ballroom project. Despite earlier promises the East Wing renovation would be privately funded. Sly move, big guy. But don't worry, it's just a billy, and many more billies gonna get wasted anyways. That's your tax money, fam. People aboard a cruise ship hit by a hantavirus outbreak, are expected to be evacuated. I said evacuated! As a political battle brews over whether the vessel can dock at the Canary Islands, the leader of the Canary Islands opposes docking, contradicting the Spanish government. And you don't want to contradict the Spanish government. Health policy, HHS. Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced a plan to reduce overprescribing of psychiatric medications and support alternative treatments. Some psychiatry experts welcomed the effort but raised concerns. I'm not concerned, though. Are you? You? Gaza. Israeli strikes killed at least three Palestinians in Gaza, and an Israeli court extended detention of two Gaza flotilla activists that won't let go of the activists. I don't think they like activists.